Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the weekend, coming up on Sunday, will be the funeral of former President F.W. de Klerk. We've had a lot of conversations around this, and we've tried to look at the complexity of his life. We played the clip that he left on the day of his passing, which I thought was incredibly poignant, and spoke about a little bit more about his journey. Rolf Meyer is the former Minister of Defence and Military Veterans of South Africa. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is a great pleasure. You've written and spoken a fair amount about this. And when you see the comments on social media, when you see people perhaps celebrating a death of another human being, and you look back at this journey and the history, what is your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, you know, I think we have to give credit to Mr. de Klerk for what he did in terms of opening the process that led to a peaceful transition from apartheid to democracy in South Africa. There were others before him that could have done the same, that had the power to do so, but didn't follow the reasonable, didn't do the reasonable. So what he did in 1990, if one looks at the context of the country at that stage, we were on the verge of a full-scale conflict, like a civil war. And the fact that FW helped us to avoid that, I think, goes to his credit, and we have to honor him for that.
Mm. Because many in the same position, even if they realized that for economic reasons and all sorts of other reasons, they shouldn't, they should go one route, take one path, many would still almost batten down the hatches and not move forward. We've seen people doing that throughout the world in history over and over again, whereas FW de Klerk did make the decision to move forward in a positive way. It was a choice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm doing a lot of conflict resolution work in other parts of the world on an ongoing basis for the last 10 years or more. And the one thing that struck me every time is that the South African example standing out is a benchmark for others how to resolve conflict peacefully. Of course, it was not only him, it was Mandela and many others. But the reality is that the South African case is completely different to other conflict situations of the same kind. And normally that one experience that a leader holds on to power and wishes to hold that power as long as he can, or she. And the end result is that there's an indefinite conflict. In our situation, after he became president of the country at that stage, within 4 months, he announced that he was going to be ready to move on. And I think that was quite exceptional, if you think about it.
Absolutely right. What was the reaction of his own party, the National Party, at the time when he started to move in this direction? It must have been very, he must have been under a fair amount of pressure not to do this.
There were definitely elements within his own party, the National Party at the time, that were opposed to the idea, and people voiced their resistance. But at the same time, the people who are talking about his government that he formed after he became president were supported. And he had to speak the Dutch to bring them along. Also, when a doubt whether he would actually retain the power, he'd be able to proceed. And I'm talking in 1992. He was willing to put the whole matter to the white electorate at the time.
With
the support of Mr. Mandela, and he won that referendum with 70% majority, which was quite significant and meaningful, and of course that enabled us to proceed negotiations.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was fairly young at the time of the referendum. I was able to vote. I remember going out and voting for the referendum. But maybe because of my youth, I didn't realize the significance maybe of what would have happened had the answer come back no, what do you think would have happened? It's purely speculative, but it must have been something that was considered at the time.
Well, it was something. You're absolutely right. You know, that is why going into the referendum was a risk.
Mm.
And I think, again, is that you should give the credit for the fact that he had the courage to,
absolutely.
To call the referendum and then went out on a big campaign to persuade white South Africans to follow him. If it didn't happen, in other words, if the answer would have been no, I'm absolutely dead sure that we would have been returned to where we were 2 years earlier or 3 years earlier, and that would have ended up in a bitter clash between black and white in the country.
Mm.
Terrible ongoing state of unrest, like I said earlier, potential for a war.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to look back and at a time like this, when a leader like F.W. de Klerk passes away, it's a very, very natural thing to do. How will you remember him on Sunday?
Well, I keep on thinking, you know, that the most important part of his legacy is the fact that he started the process that enabled us to liberate ourselves, all of us as South Africans.
And there's absolute gratitude that we need to express for that. And, you know, besides that, there is no life that is perfect. And nobody's without complexity. It's also worth remembering that, I believe.
Yeah, you know, that's really, nobody's perfect. You know, not even Adibo.
Absolutely.
He was a great leader.
100%.
But I think for what he did, and the legacy he left in terms of creating South Africa that, like I said, liberated all of us, is an important, was a major step forward.
100%.
A moment of change in this country's history since its inception more than 300 years before.
100%. Rolf Meyer, former Minister of Defence and Military Veterans of South Africa, was chatting to us about the former President F.W. de Klerk.